they may not be doing the vacuuming or the washing just yet, but robots may soon be driving our cars. Autonomous cars are projected to be on our roads by 2020, run by software designed by humans. But ethicists are now raising questions about who should be programming the car where moral dilemmas are concerned. For example, who your robot car should kill in an unavoidable crash situation. Jason Miller is from Carleton University in Canada. I started by asking him about one such scenario, known as the tunnel problem.
So in the tunnel problem, I ask you to imagine that you're the passenger of an autonomous car. That's a self-driving car. So this is like the Google car that you hear so much about in the news. And in this scenario, the car is traveling at, you know, a relatively high speed along a mountain road. And it's approaching a tunnel in the mountain. And suddenly a child comes running out. We don't know where from, but the child comes running out and trips in the middle of the road and is suddenly blocking the tunnel. And the question that gets raised in this scenario is which, you know, the standard question that would get raised is which way should the car go? Should it continue straight and hit the child, probably killing it? Or should it swerve into the kind of the wall of the entrance of the tunnel there and kill the passenger of the car? The tunnel problem is really designed to probe questions about design ethics and just focus on this question, how should the car be designed to swerve? Should it go straight or should it swerve into the wall?
It's not really, you know, what is the correct answer in scenarios like this, but with autonomous cars, the question is who should be making these decisions, correct?
That's it, exactly. So I wanted to strip out the kind of standard ethical stuff that goes along with testing people's intuitions about different theories of ethics and just focus on two questions. So the first question is that you could ask in that situation is how should the car swerve? Should it go left or should it go straight, right? Or left or right, or should it go straight? But then I realized that, you know, there's another interesting question that nobody's asking, and that's the second question that you raised, which is, you know, who should get to decide which way that car goes?
And who do you think should be making those decisions?
So when I think about these kinds of scenarios, I have a background in clinical ethics. So this is the kind of ethics that you do at the bedside in hospitals and places like that. I have some background in that. And in clinical ethics, when you're faced, or any kind of medical ethics, when you're faced with these kinds of end-of-life decisions, it's always the patient or the person whose life is at stake who gets a say in how to proceed this way or that. So I actually, when I think of the tunnel problem, I think of it as being very much like an end-of-life decision. And so, you know, in asking that second question, who should decide which way the car swerves, you know, I actually don't think it's designers or engineers who have that moral authority. I think we actually have to start asking ourselves, you know, how do we design these technologies so that when these interesting problems come up, we can get the input from the person who actually has the moral authority, which is, in the case of the tunnel problem, I would say it's more likely to be the passenger or driver. Of course, there's still complications that come up when you say that the driver's going to make a decision about that. You know, it's very complicated. What if there are more than one people in the car or one person in the car? What if what if the person's incapacitated, all these kind of things. But the point I'm really trying to make is just to say that, you know, there are these interesting limits to what designers have the authority to make decisions about in the design room with these semi-autonomous technologies, that we need to start, you know, we need to start probing. We need to start looking at those limits and really asking the tough questions.
Jason Miller from Carleton University, ending that report.